Mount Forest. Questions were asked about fencing and green spaces at a public meeting for a stacked townhouse development proposed in Mount Forest. The developers, represented by Dina Kiefer at the meeting, want to build an 8-unit, 1.5-story townhouse development on a plot of land between Wellington Street East and Church Street. Kiefer explained that each unit will have 2 bedrooms and bathrooms and are a similar footprint to a fourplex, but with a stacked townhome, you get more units in a more compact space. According to a planning report, the development would also include 12 parking spaces on the east part of the lot. A private amenity area with a pergola and picnic tables will separate the two areas, lined by concrete sidewalks. Drew Nelson, one neighbor who lives right beside the property, had questions about fencing and preserving existing green spaces. Directly behind my home there is a hedge which gives us privacy, and then behind another home on Church Street, right on the corner, they've got a couple of trees there, said Nelson. I was wondering if these green areas are going to be removed. 5 homes currently neighbor the proposed development, and a vacant green space sits behind where the parking lot is proposed. Nelson also asked for clarification on whether the driveway will face the east or west. The building will be oriented towards the west with a driveway coming in along the west lot, said Kiefer in response. The greenery will be maintained as much as possible. Darlene Wright also called in with questions, but due to technical difficulties, she was unable to participate in the meeting. Located across from Family Park, the 0.54-acre lands currently house a single detached residential dwelling and a detached garage that would be demolished. I'm really happy that there's green space there. Quite often you see these proposed developments and there's no green space, said Cowan. Sherry Burke, during the meeting. I also like the fact that a lot of the existing trees look like they'll be kept. A discussion we always have around this table is that we lose a lot of mature trees. However, she expressed concerns about the future of the area in terms of density. It doesn't seem we have a lot of control over what can and can't happen, but there's a lot of density in that area. The intensification of those and nearby streets is really high, said Burke. It'll be part of our job in the future to make sure that the right amenities are there for the neighboring families. While Cowan, Penny Rankin had questions about 8 units versus 7, she liked the overall design sketch. I'm quite pleased with the design of the units as well, and I like the fact that it's going to be only 1.5 stories, said Rankin. I like the fact that it's going to be only 1.5 stories, so it's not going to be overly high. Mayor Andy Lennox praised the developer's focus on affordable pricing. It's interesting to see a new housing type, to some extent, in our community, said Lennox. My expectation is these units will have a price point that will make them more affordable for lots of our residents who are starting out or those who are wishing to downsize. Chiming in from the audience, Kiefer's partner confirmed Lennox's beliefs. There won't be anything outside of that price range, I can tell you that much, said Kiefer. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.